Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword. Gene is away at an event tonight, so I am doing solo duty for Wednesday, October 19th, 2022. And I will ask myself, did I do the crossword? Why, yes, I did. And I found it to be splendid. It was a themed crossword, and the theme involved Tom Swifties. For those of you unfamiliar with that, a Tom Swiftie, that's a phrase in which you start off with a sentence that's been quoted and followed by a description of how Tom said it. And there's usually a pun involved. So, for example, 26 across, what do you mean there are no PlayStations left in stock? Asked Tom blank. And the answer to blank was inconsolably. Haha. 48 across, I'm worried I may have anemia, said Tom unironically. Ho, ho, ho. And I think my favorite, 63 across, you guys are supposed to be wise men, and these are the gifts you bring a newborn? Asked Tom, frankly incensed. There was also one last one, 17 across, you cook this? It's disgusting, said Tom, in very poor taste. So those are some Tom Swifties there, and there's no revealer. You've sort of got it spelled out right there in the clue itself, said Tom blank. If you want, you can check out, Wikipedia has a great article on the origin and, many, many examples of Tom Swifties. Most of these probably wouldn't have fitted in the grid. The ones they had were just great. As far as the rest of the crossword is concerned, I started off slowly, one across, game pieces in Othello and connect four. So as soon as I see game pieces, I reflexively want to answer tiles, and that was incorrect in this case. My second go-to is pawns, but that wouldn't even fit. Turned out the answer was discs, and I have to figure out how to spell discs, because I wrote D-I-S-K-S, but it turns out it's D-I-S-C-S. Once I got through that little brouhaha, the next clue over, six across, provocative, like this answer's position in the grid, and six across being the second clue the second clue is, of course, at the edge of the crossword, and that was the answer, edgy, which is definitely provocative. Another joke, Q question. What happens when the blank clears over Los Angeles? A, answer, UCLA. That is to say, you see LA, and the answer was smog. That was sort of amusing. 14 across, beer brand whose name translates to morning sun, that was Asahi, and they have used that beer many, many times. It's got an A, and another A, and an I, just a perfect filler, so it gets a lot of use and is definitely worth knowing about. 15 across, Looney Tunes bunny. Well, I only know one answer to the clue Looney Tunes bunny. I'm sure all of you do as well, except for the people who are good crossword solvers. I thought bugs, and I did not want to let go of bugs, even though seven down was Gloom's partner. And I know only one answer to that, which was Doom. But I had Duom for a while, but then I eventually realized that 15 across, the Looney Tunes bunny was Lola. Definitely a minor character compared to the star of the show, but in any event, that was the answer there. 21 across was just splendid. 1 foot in the grave, that was in quotes, poetically speaking, and the answer to that was iamb, I-A-M-B, part of iambic pentameter. And for those of you unfamiliar with an iamb, it's a metrical foot of poetry. Just the phrase metrical foot has me sort of puzzling. But anyway, a metrical foot of poetry consisting of two syllables, an unstressed syllable followed by a stressed syllable. So I think like the Netflix, da-dum, would be an example of an iamb. And in this case, it's the grave. Although, to me, grave sounds like it has two syllables, the grave, not just the gray. So I'm not sure if that's technically exactly right. If there are any English professors or teachers in the audience who would care to enlighten us, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Always glad to hear from you. Let's see. 34 down, nowhere to be found, say. I went with away, and I was half right. It turned out to be AWOL. And 35 down. So one of the great things about the New York Times crosswords is they can sometimes shine a light on some area, some aspect of culture that you ought to know about, but don't. In this case, 35 down, the answer, the clue was genre for Luther Vandross. And the answer turned out to be soul. So I started listening to about 30 seconds of genre for Luther Vandross and thought, where has this person been all my life? Why didn't somebody tell me that this person existed? And so I would like to thank Ryan Patrick Smith, the creator of today's crossword, and or Will Shorts, the editor, for drawing Luther Vandross to my attention. And if you get a chance, listeners, check it out. It's absolutely fantastic music. 49 down, I started to stumble a little bit there. Prominent part of an apatosaurus. I went for nose because I had it starting with an N, and at the time of night I was solving this, that was the only part of the body I could, of anybody that I could remember, turned out to be neck. And now that I think a little bit more about apatosaurus, neck makes more sense than the nose. Jumping around a little bit, 13 down, close in many close-ups, it turns out to be Glenn, as in Glenn Close. And another celeb, 28 down, John of the Suicide Squad, was Cena. And that was C-E-N-A. Things started to slow down for me in the bottom part of the crossword. 53 down, home to over 7 billion people. And I'm like, Asia? Because that was the only country, that was the only continent I could think of. It's like, well, it's clearly not China. That's about 1.3 or 1.4 billion. And so is India. It's like, we're only up to two something. And eventually I realized that the answer was Earth. 55 across, I had a little trouble there, kind of column, and I went for op-ed, because it was starting with an O, I had an E at the end, I had an E at the third letter, and it's four letters long, it's got to be op-ed, except when it isn't, and the answer to 55 across was in fact ones, because of course in mathematics you can have the ones column. I am not the only person to have been suckered in by this. We actually got listener mail from Randall, and Randall writes in to say, challenging for me, at least. Hi, guys. I'll be interested in hearing how you guys did with Wednesday's puzzle. I thought the theme was fun, but got majorly hung up with 2D, indice, and ones, all because I was convinced a kind of column had to be op-ed. Well, Randall, as you just heard, I also fell into that trap. Never did I think it was ones, but I finally had a flash that the mentioned museum was actually in D.C. That led me out of my difficulty. I was amazed when I realized what the answer for flat for short was. It's fascinating when the obvious is so elusive. Thanks again for your consistent and persistent daily podcast. Your efforts and dedication are appreciated, Randall. Thank you so much, Randall. And yes, indeed. So I had op-ed and 51 down, as you were alluding to, visiting the National Museum of African American History and Culture, say. But National was abbreviated, N-A-T-L, which means they're looking for an abbreviation in 51 down, and it turned out to be in D.C., because that's where the National Museum of African American History and Culture is. Some other place I hope to get to sometime soon. And that D of in D.C. ran into 57 across. Flat for short. So I'm thinking of some sort of British apartment, but it turned out to be 2D. Very nice. That is indeed a flat. And let's see. I think that was probably it for today. So thanks everyone for listening. Thanks for helping make this podcast, one of the most popular podcasts about the New York Times crossword, to come out of Northeast Wisconsin. You can do what our listener Randall just did. Drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. We love feedback. Otherwise, that's it for today. Gene should be back tomorrow. And so we will be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow. See you then.